Thomas A. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on patient John Gray, G-R-A-Y, the third. It's John Harvey, H-A-R-V-E-Y, Gray, G-R-A-Y, the third. Address is 2727 BURMOT Drive, Oroville, California, 95966. The phone is 530-521-6506. ID is XXX-XXX-5596. Driver's license N0831517. Alternate phone number 530-518-4238. Email Redstone REDSTONE 54 at Yahoo YAHOO .com. It is addressed to M-D, And this has to be at Oroville Hospital. Internal Medicine Clinic. Dear Dr. Ray and professional colleagues, John Gray was seen for neurological evaluation on December 15, 2025, with reports from Oroville Hospital and information from his diagnostic evaluation at UC Davis and consultation report information from Dr. Narvin, Navin, N-A-V-I-N-K, Varma, V-A-R-M-A, M-D, at Enloe Medical Center. New paragraph, as you may remember, he has a history of atrial fibrillation treated with anticoagulation, comma, past history of vertigo and long-standing headaches, comma, peripheral neuropathy, comma, recent prostate surgeries with adjusted medications. Who reported an exacerbation of his headaches, which appeared to be mixed tension and vascular headaches. He presented with a history of increasing unsteadiness, episodes of chest pain with diaphoresis, dyspnea, and a reassuring neurological examination. There was a question of MR imaging results of the brain, which were obtained at Sutter Health in Roseville. Ordered by Dr. Harinder, H-A-R-I-N-D-E-R, Singh, S-I-N-G-H-M-D, the MRI of the pituitary with and without contrast showed a significant decrease in previously identified T2 hyperintense lesion involving the cella with a previously noted supracellar extension. There was a residual hypo-enhancing cellar focus measuring 2 millimeters by 8 millimeters with T1 hyperintense signal centrally, but no mass effect. No mass effect, significantly decreased in size from the previous diagnostic study showing anterior displacement of the infundibulum. The pituitary gland was within normal limits in size and morphology. A posterior pituitary bright spot was noted. The infundibulum was midline. The optic chiasm appears unremarkable. Normal enhancement of the pituitary occurred post-contrast with no focal masses identified. Diffusion images of the brain were unremarkable. The cavernous sinus appeared normal. There were mild nonspecific deep white matter changes. Mastoid air cells were clear. Major vascular flow voids were identified. No suspicious osseous lesion was seen. Complete ossification of the right maxillary sinus. The orbits were unremarkable. Differential diagnostic considerations include a pituitary apoplexy or previously noted cystic adenoma or Rathke, R-A-T-H-K-E, cyst. Neurosurgical evaluation was recommended. There was complete opacification of the right maxillary sinus. Previous medical history identified a sleep study that will be obtained for review. There was a past history of COVID virus infection and recurrent spells for which ambulatory EEG will be requested. With a history of cognitive decline, COVID laboratory studies and dementia medical evaluation will be ordered. Additional past medical history suggested a diagnosis of chronic peripheral neuropathy, and a diagnosis of possible chronic Chagas disease, where a more recent evaluation at UC Davis was reported to be unremarkable. New paragraph, his headaches were described to be global. Usually frontal and involving the temples and back of the head with pressure sensations and pounding achiness. More recently, he was found to have chronic left lower chest pain, intermittently felt to be musculoskeletal, persistent and intense, which initially resolved and then recurred after 5 days with diaphoresis, dyspnea, developing unsteadiness. He was seen in the emergency department. He was felt to have episodic diaphoresis or hot flashes. New paragraph. Past medical history diagnosis. Lissy's vertically atrial fibrillation. Arrhythmia. Palpitations, arthritis, bilateral tinnitus, central sleep apnea, parenthesis, utilizing 2 liters of oxygen, PRN, in parenthesis, Chagas disease, chronic back pain, diverticulitis, degenerative joint disease, lumbar, enlarged prostate, history of coronary artery stent, history of loop recorder, parenthesis, 3 years in parenthesis, hypertension, injury left knee, kidney stone, peripheral neuropathy, bilateral lower extremity, parenthesis, feet in parenthesis, symptoms from injury. In paragraph, neurological consultation, diagnostic findings. This is vertically chest pain at rest, dizziness, acute diverticulitis, atrial fibrillation. New paragraph. Recent medications. June 2023.
Will you shut that door?
Acetaminophen. DRONEDARONE. Tablets. Fludrocasone propionate, Flonase, hydrocodone, 7.5/325, lactulose, lidocaine, gel, Coolagam, no, the doctor's name. Magnesium sulfate, naloxone, ondansetron, oxybutynin, potassium chloride, promethazine, Xarelto, paragraph medical allergies, sulfa, adhesive tape, silicone, atorvastatin, metoprolol, social substances, Norco, marijuana, new paragraph. Diagnostic findings. CT angio, head and neck. No acute intracranial abnormality. Chronic appearing right side paranasal sinusitis with near complete opacification and mild remodeling. Clear bilateral mastoids and middle ears. CT angiogram of the head and neck without acute arterial abnormality, aneurysm, or significant stenosis. Nonspecific prominent elongation of the bilateral ICAs with distal segment tortuosity. Prominent hypertrophy of the base of the tongue adenoid tissue. Medical record report, November 21, 2025. Problem list, bladder outlet obstruction, hematuria, systemic inflammatory response syndrome, atrial fibrillation, chronic back pain, marijuana user, benign prosthetic hypertrophy with outlet obstruction, essential hypertension, chronic Chagas disease, diverticulosis of the intestine, hyperlipidemia, ex-smoker. Laboratory study results, see your report. Your analysis specimen, positive for cannabinoids and opiates. new paragraph. History of lightheadedness. Abnormal brain MRI showing pituitary anomaly. Neurosurgical referral recommended. Current recommendations, ambulatory electroencephalogram, sleep study, dementia laboratory evaluation. Then sign with my professional signature. Yes. Oh, no, not wet.
who are you working on now?
Myers.
Can you pick up your feet for her?
Yeah, hold on. Hey Google, what time is it?
It's 6:25 a.m.
6:25?
Yeah, yeah, we're coming and picking us up at 7:30.
Well, that's good. Hey Google, can you set the alarm for 6:45?
The alarm set for 6:45
a.m.
I want to go check to do some work.
2, 3, 4, 5.
Oh, you can have you do this one and this one. We'll leave those at home. You'll do those tomorrow morning.
Which one?
This one.
Which is?
Mr. Robert Myers.
Okay.
And Kennedy. And then after that, the critical ones are in this suitcase.
Okay. Well, okay. The coffee's pretty good.
It's peat.
Peat?
Yeah.
When did you find peat?
At Safeway.
Oh, really?
What time did you get up for the
time? That was before 2.
I think I've got a lot done, and I'm proud of you. It's going to make my life feel a lot easier.
I hope so.
Hey Google, turn off the alarm.
Oh.
Okay.